Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Mao Vishnu Paraya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvesesa Sonyavari Paskatyari Satarine Amaste Sarasvati Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasadi Gaura Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada.
Hai Bo! Hai Bo!
Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna. It is a great joy today to speak on Srila Prabhupada, and I have prepared for a few lights with which I will try to light up certain aspects of Srila Prabhupada's personality and make you see things which I have experienced and which my godbrothers have experienced when these aspects of Srila Prabhupada became clear to them. I would maybe request for the harmonium or something to rest the book on. Thank you so much. Both Vaidyanath Prabhu and Jayagora Prabhu have talked about something which for us Prabhupada disciples and also followers of Srila Prabhupada, in other words, all of us, is very important. That is the blessings obtained from the spiritual master. When one follows his teachings and his example, this force of blessing from a pure personality is really a deciding factor in our own spiritual or Krishna conscious evolution. There's a very nice verse in the third canto of the Bhagavatam about a guru-disciple relationship where the blessings were given and the blessings were received. It is the amazing relationship between Kardama Muni and his wife Devaki, who came, who came from a royal dynasty, the dynasty of Svayambhuva Manu, and married this yogi from the forest. And after serving him so nicely, Kardama Muni gave her blessings. And this giving of blessings is taken up by Srila Prabhupada in his purport as a principle which happens between all gurus and all real disciples. So these are the words of Kardama Muni. Kadama Muni said, I have received the blessings of the Lord in discharging my own religious life of austerity, meditation, and Krishna consciousness. I have received blessings. Although you have not yet experienced these same blessings and achievements, which are free from fear and lamentation, I shall now offer them all to you, because you are engaged in my service. And then Kadama Muni gives these transcendental blessings. He says, now just look at these. I'm giving you the transcendental vision to see how nice they are. And Srila Prabhupada explains this giving of blessings to a worthy follower. Either it really doesn't matter so much here of Prabhupada if we are a direct or disciple of Srila Prabhupada or a disciple of a disciple of Srila Prabhupada. The same principle is there. He says, for our spiritual achievement, the easiest path is to take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master and to serve him with heart and soul. That is the secret of success. As stated by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in his 8 stanzas or prayers to the spiritual master, Yasya prasadat Bhagavat Prasada. By serving or receiving the grace of the spiritual master, one receives the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By serving her devotee husband, Kadama Muni, Devahuti shared in his achievements. Similarly, a sincere disciple, simply by serving a bona fide spiritual master, can achieve all the mercy of the Lord and the spiritual master simultaneously. So this is a principle to which we can connect the grace or mercy or blessings of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are achieved if we are blessed by Srila Prabhupada. And I would like to give you a direct example from this, or a direct vision into this, from a lecture which Srila Prabhupada gave in Sridhar Mayapur on October 23rd, 1975. He spoke in this lecture about the ultimate blessings of a great soul, that is, to enter the family of Krishna. And he spoke so nicely about this goal to enter into the spiritual world and become related to Krishna in some ways, that I think by hearing it, your hearts will become very happy and very hopeful also, that one day this will come, as Jai Gaura Prabhu had said, you know, how gradually the perfection will descend upon you. So this is Prabhupada's lecture where he promises his audience, you will go back home, back to Godhead. Would you like to hear this? If we take Krishna's shelter, if we become actually surrendered to Krishna, then all the power of Krishna is behind you. And in this age of Krishna, Krishna is so kind. Even though we cannot worship Krishna properly, still anywhere we can chant the holy name, Hare Krishna, and then Krishna is there with all his power. that Krishna is there with all his power when we connect with the great soul Srila Prabhupada. I could experience this when I met Srila Prabhupada the first time in London, and because I have told it so often to the German devotees, I will not repeat it here in the full detail. We had been waiting for Srila Prabhupada's arrival from America to London for the whole night. His flight was delayed, but when he finally emerged out of the passport control, then I had a distinct feeling, really, of intense Krishna Shakti. I remember he came into through the, I only can say, milk glass doors, you know. They opened the sliding doors. Zoop! And Prabhupada entered with two devotees behind him in his retinue, entered our vision, and there was this distinct feeling of being confronted with the power of God. There was so much. Jaigora has described how the German devotees in Paris had the same experience, every one of them, that all of a sudden, and he said, I don't know what Prabhupada did, but he did. Something happened. You know, it's all of a sudden you saw him. We all saw him. And the first experience of seeing him was just an overwhelming power of light. A few days ago, I was on some Krishna conscious expedition. Let me call it like this, and I had to cut through. I was walking through the forest, and I walked through you know where the cows are, the lawn, and I had to crawl under the electric fence, and I was just thinking of something else, so I came up with my head on the electric fence, and all of a sudden I was surrounded by this. By this light, and it was powerful, you know. I thought, my God, the fences have improved so much in Germany. It was really an overwhelming experience. I really am shy. I don't want you to think that this was exactly the same, but it was just an overwhelming experience of divine potency or energy, which all of us felt. Some cried, some threw themselves to the ground, others were just totally overwhelmed. It was wonderful. So then, I do remember, I threw myself on the ground, and I waited until this tremendous energy bearer, as an Energieträger, had passed me, and when I thought he has gone through the airport, I came up and I looked right into Prabhupada's eyes, and I know before that I had not planned to surrender my life to Krishna consciousness. I thought as something I would try, as I would try so many things in my life, to improve my existence. But I remember I looked into Prabhupada's eyes, and there was a distinct calling from Prabhupada to this unworthy disciple. He just looked, and I could only interpret the way he looked. It was a tender, loving, affectionate glance. He said, like it seemed to say through his eyes, "Welcome back." And now, 40 years later, I remember Prabhupada's presence, that it is possible to enter into Krishna's family. Actually, I don't have the right quotation here. You enter into Krishna's family. I'm sorry, I read the wrong thing. I'm so excited. This is what Prabhupada says. Vrindavan family, where Krishna has got his father, mother, his friends, his lover, his beloved, his cows, his garden, his Jamuna. You enter that family. Then, yatgatva nanivatante. Then you will not have to return back again to this temporary family, which will not stay. Enter Krishna's family. Therefore Krishna comes. Krishna is so kind that you are so much family, fond of family life. Just here see, Krishna says, I have got my family also. I'm not impersonal. I have got my family. I have got my father. I have got my mother. I have got my friend. I have got my beloved Radharani and the gopis. Everything I have got. You can enter also. Come, come. Why are you rotting here? That is Krishna's mission. So the Krishna consciousness movement means to practice in this life how to enter Krishna's family. Now, who can say this? That you follow what I tell you and you will enter there. You will enter Krishna's family. Either someone who just tells something or someone who has got the empowerment from Krishna, the Krishna Shakti. And I hope to show you now in what I will I've prepared that it's really Prabhupada is that messenger who has got the empowerment and who comes here and says, you know, you can also enter there. You know, he can make it so simple. He can put it so directly before you. Would you like to enter there? If you want, you can do it. It's like as if someone comes to us and says, well, I have a ticket here to fly to Vrindavan. Would you like to have it? And it's just, he stands there and you just need, you know, 20 centimeters and you put your hand on the ticket and then you have it and you also go to Vrindavan. It's something like that, that Prabhupada does. You must admit this is a big thing. It's not a small thing. Once Prabhupada went to Hawaii and the Honolulu Advisor, it's a newspaper, said, the Swami is a small man, but he has got a big message. When Prabhupada heard this, he smiled and he appreciated this very much. Many of us Prabhupada disciples, I don't know, maybe, yeah, at least people like me, when we saw Prabhupada for the first time, we had this two things which were difficult to bring together. This power, this Krishna Shakti, and at the same time, Prabhupada looked very small. He was very small. Maybe a little bit, I mean, I don't want to, 1.60 meters. How? This is. I mean, not this. This is really small. 1.67. Could you get up? Yeah. So this is how Prabhupada looked. Now if you have heard him on the news, on the tape, like all of us, and if you had read his books, you know, at least when you are a foolish German like me, you thought, well, if someone speaks so strong and makes talks about such huge subject matters and with so much force, Prabhupada would sometimes speak like a lion. I mean, it was really powerful. It would really touch you in your heart. You can hear his recorded messages. I thought, my God, this must be 2 meters 10 high or something. I was experienced from Germany. People who talk with power, I have a powerful build, you know, a powerful statue. And then when I saw Prabhupada, there was more power than I had expected, and less size than I was prepared for. So the Honolulu advisor, he said, the Swami is a small man, but he has got a big message. And Prabhupada was quite happy about it. He liked these things. What struck me personally about Prabhupada was his absolute integrity and his sincerity. You always knew he meant it. And he was 100% behind each word. And you felt that. So integer. There was once he gave a lecture in New York. And it was the evening lecture. And his disciple Rukmini asked, if Lord Chaitanya is Krishna, how did Lord Chaitanya show the 6 opulences of Krishna? Prabhupada gave a brief answer, but he felt here a disciple has asked a real question. If he is Krishna, how does he have all beauty, all renunciation, all wisdom, all strength, all wealth, and so on? And he thought this deserves a real answer. So the next morning, Prabhupada instituted the Ishta Goshti. The Ishta Goshti means it's a gathering where one talks about Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada started the Ishta Goshti, he led a kirtan, and then he said about Rukmini's question. And he answered it in detail. He said, Lord Gauranga had all beauty. People like fair skin, and Gauranga had the very fair golden color effulgence, and therefore he is called Gaurasunda. And he went on explaining many things. And he was so learned, he had all knowledge. Therefore, as a young lad, he refuted the world champion Keshava Kashmiri and pushed him away from the coveted seat of the best knowledge. Then Prabhupada became a little bit silent, and he thought, and he said, but the main opulence of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, or the opulence which he showed most, is his renunciation. He left his wife Vishnupriya and his elderly mother Sachi to spread Krishna consciousness around the world. Prabhupada was clearly moved. So in this little episode, I want to show he got a question, a real question from a disciple, and he thought, this I must really answer. I will make an Ishta Goshti. And from that moment, he encouraged us every 2 weeks, hold Ishta Goshtis, where you discuss the subject matter of Krishna consciousness from all angles of vision. Another thing is, Prabhupada had tremendous success in spreading his movement, so that he became world news very quickly. But this never ever, in some ways, I will say it in an American slang way to wake up some of the devotees who may still sleep, it didn't get into his head. What I mean with this somewhat slang expression is he remained unchanged. He saw what he did as, let us say, he saw himself always as a servant who had a duty to perform, a loving duty for his spiritual master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Prabhupada held this momentous initiation where sometimes 200 people took initiation at the same time from him. And there was one initiation ceremony where he had just done this, 200 new disciples, and it had taken the long day, because Prabhupada would chant on each of the beads. These were 200 rounds. I don't know how he did it. I have heard that sometimes Prabhupada had many beads, three beads, sets of beads in his hand, and he chanted like this on all of them. So anyways, afterwards, Prabhupada left the temple, and Prabhupada walked always, and he held his head characteristically very high. He walked like this. By the way, I have learned now from a clinic that this is the most healthy way of walking, but I don't think it had anything to do with that when in Prabhupada's case. He walked like this, and there were hundreds of ecstatic barefoot Hare Krishna devotees dancing bliss out behind him on the street, you know. Prabhupada must have noticed these some of them had taken a tremendous amount of drugs only a few months before. It was really a motley gang, you know, the early disciples. And Prabhupada was very serious. And then he turned around to one of his secretary and he said, "We have increased the disciplic succession from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." That was his comment. "We have just now increased the disciplic succession from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." He saw it as a duty. His spiritual master had asked him to spread Krishna consciousness in the Western Hemisphere, and that he did, and he increased the sampradaya. There was a way when you were together with Prabhupada, or if you saw him, which I would like to highlight. He was a very perfect teacher. He had a way to bring the most complex philosophical subject matters into simple brains. And there was once in New Vrindavan, he spoke about his theme, which he talked about a lot in his life, how Krishna is light and Maya is darkness. It is the motto of his Back to Godhead, you know. And then he wanted us to understand that we should always be in the light of Krishna consciousness. And then he said, he wanted to bring this, you know, Krishna is light and Maya is darkness into our life, that we are walking in the light and not in the darkness. And the way he did it was just so wonderful as a teacher. He used a teaching method which is where he switches from one side of the brain to another, and if you can do it as a teacher, your audience will get the point and never forget it. It's a very, he said like this, "If you hold your palm up, it's in the light." Palm means this side of the hand. "If you turn your palm down, it's in darkness." So he made us understand. If you turn your palm up, it's in the light, but if you turn it down, it is in the darkness. And then he said to all of us, it's up to us whether we turn towards Krishna, then we are in the light, or turn away from Krishna, and then we are in the darkness. And then he explained this philosophically. You are marginal energy. It's your choice. And anyone who sat there, I've heard this from a devotee, Jayadvaita Maharaj, who was there 45 years ago or so, who heard, he remembered this up to this time. I have to turn to Krishna to be in the light, because if I turn away, then I'm in the darkness. It's a simple point. No, let me say, it's a deep point. It's a very deep point which philosophers have struggled over centuries. Prabhupada brought it so much into this that anyone could not only understand, but a desire comes up in that. Well, let me turn towards Krishna. So, I want to now tell you how Prabhupada was so insistent that we all follow the process of Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada once had a gathering with his, book press, ISKCON Press it was called. It was the press which printed his books. And he was extremely into book production and book distribution, as you all know. So then, he turned to one devotee, and he said, called him over. He looked very regal and aristocratic, and he said, "I have heard that Advaita, the press manager, doesn't come to the morning program." Now this devotee didn't want to tell on Advaita, you know, and say, "Yes, Prabhupada, he doesn't come," but he said, "Perhaps that is true, Srila Prabhupada." He said it very mildly. Then Prabhupada became so strong. He said, "Go over there and tell them to close that press. We do not need it any longer. If they can't come to the programs, better they close the press." So this lived in Prabhupada's heart, and I believe it's very important to tell this. Prabhupada was not just a teacher who would give interesting philosophical points. Prabhupada was a trainer, or is a trainer, because he knows if we don't take to the process of Krishna consciousness, we will never experience Krishna consciousness, but we will always lament, "Oh, our life is not the way I wish it to be." He wanted to make sure that we do this. And the press was not closed eventually, but Advaita came to the morning program. I have many more, but I will come to the close now. Yeah, this is the last attempt to throw a light on his multifaceted personality. What personally struck me the most about Srila Prabhupada is something which has to do with my own personality or emerging spiritual personality, hopefully. It's his absorption, to be absorbed in Krishna. I personally like people who are really there when they do something, and I become irritated when it's just a mouth service, but they are not absorbed. So Prabhupada was always absorbed in Krishna consciousness, and therefore he would sometimes make statements which we would not be able to understand because we didn't see the world the same way he saw it. He saw it as a pure devotee from the point of being deeply connected with Krishna, and we see the world like we see them, the world with as objects which are not necessarily related to Krishna. So, Prabhupada had made a morning walk on the East River. That's one of the two rivers which encircle the island of Manhattan in New York. And he sat in the car, and the car drove through the New York town. And there he saw a little scene which everyone also saw. He saw how there was a man who was lifting up a little boy. The little boy was small, maybe like Gadadhar's Nimai, small boy, you know, and he had an arm, and he was putting a letter in the letterbox like this. He was too small to reach the slit, you know, where you put the letters in. So his, most probably his father lifted him up so that he could reach the slit and drop the letter into the letterbox. It took part maybe on the count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Then the scene was over. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Zzz, 5 milliseconds. But nothing else was on Prabhupada's attention for the rest of the drive than this scene. And finally, he came out and he shared what he saw. We saw just a cute little sweet family scene, little boy being lifted by his father. But Prabhupada saw something else. He saw, on his own the little boy cannot do. But when the affectionate father helps, then it is possible. The same holds true in our life. When there's the help of the merciful spiritual master, something is possible which is not possible alone. So this brings us back to the first point, the blessings of the spiritual master. By these blessings of Srila Prabhupada, I want to also say what our Vaidyanath Prabhu said so nicely. Vaidyanath Prabhu made a statement of absolute faith. He said, I have faith. If I just serve Srila Prabhupada, if I just follow Prabhupada, then that's enough, you know, for going back home, back to Godhead. I really want to say this also. We need someone to lift us up. Alone we cannot reach, but it is clear to those who study the teachings and the personal example, that's very important, the personal example of Srila Prabhupada in his life, that he really can lift up his followers and help them to one day also enter the family of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gaura Nitai ki, Gaura Premanandi, Hari 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 Bo.
Hare Krishna, thank you very much.